Welcome to QMA Live, the online video series that puts you face to face with people making news in the world of store brands. I'm your host, Edgar Elzerman. Today, my guest is Dennis Ham, International Market Director at Organic Denmark, whose main goal is to make organic farming the norm and take responsibility for our earth, our animals, and each other by growing, producing, and buying food that is made as naturally as possible. Dennis, welcome to QMA Live.
Thank you very much, Edgar. I'm very pleased to be here.
Please tell us a little bit more about Organic Denmark.
Organic Denmark is a non-profit organization that works for promoting organic food and farming, both in Denmark and internationally. Our role is to connect the entire value chain from farmers and producers to retailers and to help create growth in the organic categories. We work on three main levels, you can say. First of all, we engage at the political level, both in Denmark and in the EU, to ensure the right framework and conditions for organic production and consumption. Secondly, we work very close with retail and food service to strengthen organic sales. And thirdly, we influence consumers through campaigns and communication to increase demand. Internationally, we inspire markets also towards growth of organics, and we support Danish companies entering European markets.
You mentioned already Denmark, and you're based in Denmark. Do you think that the Danish organic model is actually a role model for the rest of Europe?
The Danish model is a proven success. It works in Denmark, but markets are different. So in Denmark, we have a very strong connection and a very strong partnership with the political level. The political level in Denmark has a strong history of making broad decisions. So no matter if it's a left-wing parliament or a right-wing parliament, the agreements still stand. This is a very important element in the Danish model, and that is hard to copy. In the Danish model, you also see interest in financing organic initiatives. So we have strong political support and we have financing to work on increasing organic. That is difficult to copy to other markets.
Dennis, there is positive news. I think very positive news in the sense that the organic market in Europe is growing again, correct?
It depends on what market you look at, but the overall impression is that especially Central Europe is driving a growth and retailers are focusing more on their organic assortments. And from a private label perspective, this is, of course, interesting.
What are some of the leading organic product categories?
The leading categories are typically those that are closest to the origin. Products that are easy for consumers to understand. So dairy is important, eggs, plant-based milk alternatives, fruit and vegetables, grains are very important categories also in terms of volume. And then also baby food is an important category. These are categories where also consumers can see clear benefits from buying organic. So for themselves, in terms of health, they get less pesticides, fewer additives, and that's just a much higher transparency towards the products.
What is the leading channel for organics?
The leading sales channels is by far retail. It accounts for approximately 80 to 85%, and this is across most markets. Retailers, of course, they use organic often as a way to position themselves against competitors. They also offer wide assortments, whereas in the discount sector, it's a question of pricing, of course, and volume. So retail in general is, of course, an important channel. But we also see in some markets that the traditional organic retailers play an important role. In France, you see many of these traditional retail chains carrying, or they often have a strategy of carrying at least 80%, 75 to 80% of their assortment should be local French producers. In Germany, you see that the traditional organic retailers, they more or less maintain sales, but they lose market share towards the modern retail and the discounters. And then food service, of course, is also important. It accounts approximately for 15% if you look across markets. Also interesting when it comes to private label.
What are some of the leading organic countries across Europe? You mentioned already, you spoke about France, about Germany, about Denmark. Are those the winning countries, the dominant countries?
Yeah, it depends how you look at it. So if you look at market size, Germany, France are very big markets, but also very different markets. Germany is interesting because it's big, but it's also a very modern organic market where you see retail playing a more and more important role in organic and the organic development. Denmark is a smaller market, but a very innovative market. You see in Denmark, because we have been working intensely with organic for many years, you see many examples of what you can say next level organic. So you see retailers integrating more with producers, high-end producers, to work with not only private label, but also private brand strategies. So retailers are engaging in collaboration with well-established brands, organic brands, as a way of promoting and positioning themselves. So this is what I would say is the next step, organic development for some markets. A couple of examples in Denmark, you have the leading retailer, Rema. Rema 1000, working very closely with the biggest organic farm and the biggest organic brand in Denmark, Gram Castle. So they have exclusive rights to their products, both in dairy, in grain, in the vegetable department. You see the largest retailer in Denmark, Selling Group, doing exactly the same with another castle. You see one of the high-end retailers in Denmark, Meny, acquiring one of the big online organic brands in Denmark to create shop-in-shop solution on fruit and vegetables. So you see a lot of these things. One of the biggest organic dairies making exclusive brand collaboration with Co-op in Denmark. So it's a new way of working with organic to build the categories.
What are some of the interesting products you have seen lately coming to the market? Interesting innovations in organic?
I think when it comes to innovation in organic, it's important, of course, to look into some of the main trends that are in play. So health, convenience, and value for money. And when I look at interesting new innovations in organic, I look at products that tap into one or more of these overall trends. I see in food service, for instance, one of the health trends that we're working on in food service is to introduce the green proteins. So I believe you're also very aware of this in the Netherlands, but the green proteins that can replace the animal proteins. This requires, of course, new handling, new skills, new knowledge in the kitchens. So products that actually create a solution for food service in terms of making it easier to introduce is very interesting to look at. We have a range of different new innovations and new options coming out of Denmark. I think that products that are tapping into the convenience factor, so products that are easier to use at home or even ready meals are interesting to look at. We see them coming out more and more in Denmark as a way of introducing new products at more, how can you say, attractive price points for the retailers. And of course, also value for money products. So products that makes the organic options more price attractive to consumers.
What recommendations would you have for organic private label suppliers across Europe? What are some of the things they should focus on?
First of all, I would start to say, when I look at organic producers, both branded producers, but also organic private label producers, they tend to be medium-sized companies or smaller companies. They're not all used to working with the big retailers. They're not all used to the frames that the major retailers actually require when engaging in a collaboration with a supplier. So first of all, I would say, and this is for any supplier, they should question, how does my product create value for the category? So it's not just about launching a product. We see a lot of product launches that fail because they simply lack, suppliers simply lack to ask themselves basic important questions like, how does my product create value? And also to define if the new product is supposed to attract new consumers or increase frequency or increase trading up. So these basic elements should be the first questions. But then I would say retailers are looking for suppliers that can actually help them to develop competitive and innovative organic ranges. My experience is that the competitive environment within organic is less fierce than within the conventional products or the conventional suppliers. You simply have fewer competitors. And organic is also interesting for retailers as it is a way of differentiation, but it also delivers on many more agendas. So it is less complicated to get into dialogue, and you often get more time. So for all those conventional suppliers, I would say that you're missing an opportunity if you do not think about an organic offer in your assortment.
Dennis, thank you so much for updating us on the European organic market and for outlining what opportunities are out there for private label suppliers.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure.
And thank you for watching this edition of PMA Live. Please join us next month for another exclusive interview.